Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Well, school is well underway. In fact, we're kind of getting close to the end of the first semester, the fall semester. And, you know, when I give talks or I'm out working with different groups, parents are asking all the time for suggestions for brown bag lunches because their kids are getting a little tired of some of those packed lunches. And some children are fine with the same thing every day. They really like it. They like the consistency. They don't want a surprise when they open up their bag lunch. They want to have their usuals that they know that they're going to enjoy. But other children are actually a little adventuresome. They like variety and they want something different or maybe a bit surprising in their bag lunch. So I've just got a few ideas to share with you to spiff up some of those lunchtime ideas that you're sending your kids to school with. And of course, this would apply to you, the parent, that if you're packing your own bag lunch, these might be some different ideas for packing up lunch. And some of these are really different and some are just a little change of pace. So if you're making, first of all, if you're making sandwiches, sometimes we get in the rut of just using two slices of bread. There are so many cool holders for that sandwich filling out there. So yes, it can be two slices of bread, but it could be some of the sandwich buns, sandwich thins, the bagel thins. There are small rolls that are a great size for young children. There's potato bread that's now whole wheat and it comes in very small sandwich buns. Again, when you got little kids, you don't want to send them with a big Kaiser roll. It's just overwhelming to them to see this, have this big serving. And then don't forget the value of tortillas and pita pockets. You can stuff them or fill them with so many different fillings. And there's not just the regular white flour ones. There's multigrain whole wheat. And some of them come with spinach and some with tomato and basil. I mean, just some cool flavors, especially to the tortillas. Sometimes bread can get soggy. Bread, bun, roll, tortilla, whatever. It can get soggy depending on the filling that you have. So it can be helpful to do a very thin or light spreading, not enough so the kids can see it, because they may not like this if they know you did it, is to spread it with a little bit of tub margarine. And that little layer of fat is a barrier so that the filling can't sog up the bread, okay? It's just a neat tip or trick to keep your bread nice and fresh and not mushy, if you will. And then, of course, fill it with any kind of filling that you want. I mean, any nut butter, if that's allowed in school. I think some schools actually restrict that. Any leftover meats you might have from the night before, including poultry. It doesn't just have to be typical luncheon meats. Different types of cheeses or shredded cheese that you're adding to a filling that's in a pita pocket or tortilla. And then don't forget something like hummus. If your kids don't mind that strong flavor, you can make your own with chickpeas and keep out some of that garlic if that's a little offensive to your children. Sometimes the really young kids don't like those strong, strong flavors. Their sense of odor is very, very sharp. Now, think about some other items to put into that lunch bag to round it out, if you will. Vegetables are great to have. So I know are the veggies with a low-fat dip, and the typical that you buy that's ready to roll are the little packs of baby carrots, and they now have not just ranch dressing, but some of them come with hummus, little containers of hummus ready to go. Just put it right from the fridge into their little lunch sack. You could do vegetable soup and heat it up in the morning, put it into a small thermos. Now, it is helpful to heat up the thermos first with hot water. Just pour really hot water in it and then put the soup in it, and it will stay nice and warm until lunchtime. Consider something like pasta salad. So if you have any leftover vegetables from the night before, you can keep pre-cooked pasta in your fridge and just take out a small amount, chop up those leftover cooked vegetables from dinner, add a different dressing to it. It might be honey mustard. It might be vinaigrette. It might be ranch. I mean, you could really switch it up and have a variety of vegetables through the week. Of course, any kind of fruits are going to work, fresh or light packed can. That almost goes without saying. And then your kids might like something kind of crunchy. So having little baggies of baked chips or little mini pretzels or goldfish, of course. Those are sort of standard, but even some fun cold cereal, some of the crunchy pieces of cold cereal that you can eat with your fingers and are good dry, those are nice to pack up. And many of them come whole grain now. Even something like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which has a little bit of sweetness to it, it has whole wheat flour in it. And then for a different type of lunch to pack up for your kids, consider things like leftover pizza. Some school cafeterias do have a microwave where your children can heat that up, but a lot of kids are fine with cold pizza. Little sushi rolls would be fun to pack up. If you had leftover quiche, for example, from breakfast, or you can make it in a pan and cut it into squares. Quiche is great cold. You can add all kinds of cheeses and vegetables to it. And then along the soup line, something that's hearty like a stew, and then have a couple little biscuits or some crackers in a baggie to go with it. That would be just delicious at lunchtime to have that, and very kind of a comfort food too. So lunchtime is really, really important for school-age children. It's a good break in their day. It gives them some social interaction, a little bit of downtime, lets their brains kind of float off and have fun, if you will. But it's also a really important time to re-nourish their body, kind of refuel for the afternoon activities. So be mindful of having an interesting lunch that is part of that time to take a break from the school activities of the morning. Interesting colors, interesting textures, and of course, don't forget a beverage. Milk is the top choice. You can get that through the cafeteria, or if your kids don't want to wait in line, you can get the shelf stable milk or pour your milk into a thermos so it's nice and icy cold. And water and 100% fruit juices are okay alternatives if your kids just are not milk drinkers. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith Registered Dietitian. And until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring. Need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it on.